This is Vandana Shiva, and you're listening to the Enviro Show. Remember, listen to your mother.
Greetings, Earthlings. It's the River Runs Backward Enviro Show. I am one of your co-hosts, Dio, and I'm not in the studio with...
Yeah, this is Forward Glenn.
Forward Glenn. It's time to return to the river, our beloved Connecticut River, still being subjected to all sorts of abuse by the First Light Corporados, even to the point of running her backwards while pumping out all the contents live or otherwise at the Northfield Pump Storage Facility, or as we often call it here, the Shadowmatic Fish Blender. Carl Mayer returns to the show to talk about that and First Light 401 water quality certification application process hearing on Wednesday, February 19, at the Cone Family Dining Commons, Greenfield Community College, 1 College Drive, Greenfield, Mass. At 6 p.m. And at 5 p.m., there will be a standout outside. We hope you'll join us. I guess that brings us to our conversation with Carl Klein.
Yeah, and I'm going to provide a sort of a trigger warning here for folks that Carl, an amazing guy who has persevered going through this process with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and other entities, including state actors, on this relicensing of the First Light River killing dams and the pump storage facility at Northfield Mountain. Carl is not happy about the outcome of this process, and you know, rightfully not. No one should be happy with it. But I'm afraid this interview isn't the most uplifting interview we've ever done, but it is based on reality, and it's all the more reason why we need to pick up where Carl has put in so much time and effort. And we all need to get involved in this because this is the life of the Connecticut River Valley. And Carl will explain in the interview what's at stake here. So let's listen to really words of wisdom from someone who has been in the trenches for more than a decade. And then, you know, we'll talk about what to do afterwards.
Okay, EnviroShow listeners, Carl Mayer has returned to the show to tell us about the latest on the Connecticut River and the Northfield Mountain Shadowmatic Fish Blender. We have an event coming up on Wednesday, which is pretty important with the DEP. So, Carl, welcome back to the show. For those who aren't familiar with you, why don't you give them a brief update, and then let's get into the nitty-gritty.
Well, thanks. Hi, Glenn. Hi, Dio. Let's see. We are in the 13th year of a five-year FERC relicensing process for Northfield Mountain, which is essentially a river-destroying, river-running-backward machine that uses 34% baseline energy, more than it ever puts back in. It can run up to 15 hours a day running the river backwards. It essentially robs the ecosystem of connectivity. It has been operating for the last 50 years, and it will continue to operate until people sort of wise up and stand up for a living river. And, you know, we've had various organizations that, you know, sort of said, well, we represent the river. You know, there's one that's 73 years old that has never put up a court challenge to the absolute miseries of a river that patently runs backwards for miles. By First Light itself, a giant Canadian corporation, a public sector pension investment, $250 billion global outfit, came in and took it over in 2016, 2 years before the license was to expire. And by their own admission and by their own charts, it shows the river running backwards. That is a broken, upside-down, climate-killing combination. And they can sell the energy at the peak prices when they generate anywhere they want, all the way down to Maryland, Pennsylvania, over to New York State. It is not a local piece of equipment. It's a local cash machine.
Hey, Carl, thanks so much for being on the show. And I can hear from your description that after more than a decade of your involvement, your direct involvement as an intervener in this process, I think the strategy probably on the part of FERC is to delay, drag things out until everybody dies, essentially. And that's really a complete failure of the regulatory scheme, which I think should be there to protect nature and protect the river and the aquatic ecosystem. Instead, this seems like a system that is based on enabling massive exploitation to the detriment of the public. There's no public trust operating here. There's just a for-profit, greedy investment corporation that is maximizing the return for the investors at the expense of us.
I couldn't agree with you more, but it is to our fault that we have regulatory agencies that are just pass-through organizations. It is the fault of DEP does the same. We have ISO New England, which is basically a giant market. It's a market bazaar. And we just sit here, you know, if you think that something called a watershed council, who's older by 25 years than Northfield Mountain itself, was going to do something, I guess you should have been at the meeting at Greenfield Community College. It'll be 2 weeks back by the time the show airs. And you have lawyers that are at the top of these agencies, and they're not even willing to admit that the only thing that might stop this exploitation and sending along a dead river to another half century of generations that follow, the only thing that would stop it is to sue. We're in this bizarro world right now where we're practically staring at totalitarianism. So in some ways, there are things that supersede what DEP does not do. DEP has never regulated. They have been a go-along to get-along organization. They have never been asked or never made a decision on the water quality in this river. I walked out of the Watershed Council 15 years ago, they knew that this river, there was no water quality and that the river ran backwards. That was one of the first questions I asked 13 years ago to John Howard, who was the station manager at Northfield Mountain. Under First Light at that point, before that, Eversource Northeast Utilities. It is staring us in the face. If people can't respond to this, I mean, there's been other groups that came along. I know Dio and Anna, Georgie, were going to get a group together and then sort of said, no, we can't do it. And then there have been the defenders, Connecticut River defenders. But nobody has ever put in the day-to-day sort of work and understanding this thing that is required to stop these things from happening in our backyard. And it's a travesty.
Yeah. Yeah, we couldn't agree with you more. We have talked about this issue on the show numerous times, especially with you, but also with others. And I guess the level of public outrage is really disappointing, or the lack of public outrage is really disappointing when you are staring the ongoing devastation and destruction of an entire river ecosystem squarely in the face. I mean, this is a few miles away from where I live, where we live. And, you know, I guess I could theoretically put a boat in and within a few minutes, literally paddle up to this place where the river gets sucked uphill into a mountain reservoir and then released just for profit, like you said, just to make money. And this has nothing to do with renewable energy or storing solar energy or wind energy. This is tied to the grid. It sucks in fossil fuel energy and then sells it back to the grid at a higher price.
And, you know, this is Boston corporate policy, and it has been for a while, and that's where the energy, you know, out in the coastal cities is going to go to. But people have not, you know, have refused to sort of undertake the whole idea. First of all, that's the biggest assault and battery, and you know, I've been using this for longer than Wendell has, is Northfield Mountain. But the first ground level solar, big solar, that sort of took over our local farmland is right off 63 in front of Northfield Mountain, because they used that to cover up the scar of the 2010 EPA sanctioned shutdown, when they dumped for 90 straight days the silt and muck that they'd kept in, they'd burped up in their reservoir trying to clear it out directly into the Connecticut River, and had to have I don't know how many acres of settling ponds, because they were ordered to cease and desist when I ratted them out. And so that's what that first solar farm is, that first storage thing. And then you can start taking advantage and saying, well, yeah, we're going to use solar, and you can build enough solar to run a river backwards, really. And so when you have, sort of battery storage proposed in the middle of forests, massive amounts of farmland in Northfield being taken up for solar, that's the excuse. We're going to call, you can run a river backwards on it, but sure, they can suck up that energy and say, look, we're clean, we're carbon free. This thing is a monstrous strangler of the climate, and we should be passing a living planet onto generations to come, and we're failing. We are literally failing to do that. And, they may sort of cook us right now, but they are going to torch future generations. And you know who I'm talking about. You know the two people, that AI is going to cream us, crypto. You know, there was an article by Greening Greenfield in the Recorder recently. Not a thing about consuming less. All these sort of neat little techno tricks that are going to enable us to live these crazy lifestyles, these comfortable lifestyles, that's not going to do it, folks. That is not going to pass on a living planet to our kids. You know, the first thing should have been consume less. Get out of your 3-ton vehicles, battery powered or not. Take the bus. Stop flying off and taking your vacations and wanting pickleball courts and new joints. We're just living so far out of our depth here, totally focused on humans, and you don't end up with a living planet at that point.
Right.
Yeah, but Carl, but we have sustainability coordinators.
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Yeah, we can plant trees and we can have pollinators, but the only thing that we have control of is how we consume, and that's all they think of us as. And, who owns Zoom? BlackRock? They're crypto bankers now at this point. BlackRock and Vanguard, this is all investment. Stop giving them your information. Deal in hard cash. We've become just their algorithm. We have to stop this. We need to be out on the town common saying stop the steal in front of every federal building and every state and Senate building, Republican, whatever. This is our responsibility.
Carl Dio here. It's ironic, first of all, that they use the muck that they pulled out of a big fish omatic or shadowmatic blender to put in the field where they put the first solar greenwashing thing. But you know what? There has been opposition, I have to say, in the streets. And I think we need to give credit where credit is due for that. We've been out on the bridge with you and others. We had a good presence at the last DEP hearing where we discovered, and this was Glenn's idea and I brought it up, the DEP never even measured the outfall from the frigging fish-o-matic or shadow-matic blender. They never even checked what was coming into the river, which, as we know, was dead fish muck and dead river life. So there has been opposition, but it just hasn't been coordinated enough, and there hasn't been enough money behind it to get the lawyers out there. And you've been complaining about this for decades.
DEP had a consultant firm analyze this thing, and they didn't come out with a report until after the agreement in principle was made. So they're pretty much useless. The only honesty that can happen at this next official DEP hearing, where they're not entertaining questions, you're only allowed to comment. You can make comments in the form of questions. And the only question that needs to be asked is, how can you call a river that runs backwards and impacts 3 different states a river and give that a license, right? Because every time that river is running backwards for 15 hours at a time. You are robbing all those towns and those three states of an actual living river that follows any sort of natural law.
Yeah, I think that that's what we need to tell them loudly at the hearing. But I tend to agree with Dio that this process and the agencies have been so negligent and deficient in what they should be doing. And instead, like I said, their DEP, I've always known that that stands for the Department of Easy Permits. And all they're interested in doing is political favors for the right corporate donations that come into whatever administration happens to be infesting the governor's mansion. So I think that at this point, what really needs to happen is that people need to get together in mass, because we are powerful in numbers, and we need to hire some lawyers, and we need to sue the bastards. And the bastards include the state, the DEP, the Fish and Wildlife Service folks, and FERC, I guess, because this is the level of environmental eco-terrorism on the part of the agencies that are supposed to be protecting our interests and operating in the public trust. You know, they are violating the public trust doctrine. And I think that that's going to be the final option, is that we got to sue the bastards.
You know, I hope you do it soon, Glenn. I've considered this my full-time job, just making sure that the monstrous depredation of the river stays in the public eye for all this time, and as an intervener. But you better get a focus and pick one agency and get people together soon, because first of all, democracy is not a guarantee at this point, okay? So, you know, and to be honest with you, at this point, the first thing that should be on the table is getting people out to make sure that we save our First Amendment and our court rights. And that's where we need to be surrounding the courts and saying, stop the steal right now, not just at this level. But yes, of course, a lawsuit is the only thing that is going to put, but if we don't have courts with any ears and, you know, all we have is cowardice, then, you know, we're talking hopelessness. People sort of forgot about democracy. We've just been comfortable consuming, right? If this was France, you know, who's a younger, they threw off their king a long time ago, but they never forgot what to do when their rights are threatened. France would be stopped in its tracks. The whole country would be just stopped in its tracks right now if they were looking at the totalitarian outlook that we're facing right now. So, lawsuit. Pick one agency, you know, just pick one, get the people together. Yeah. But, all of a sudden, for the first time 2 weeks ago, a couple of people that are lawyers actually had to face the idea that they know that's the only thing that will stop it is a lawsuit, and they have to respond to it. But am I waiting around for them to actually act on it other than say good words and say, well, it'll take too much money and too much time? You know what you do? The only thing you do is you put a stake in this ground and you file, and then you figure out how to pay for it.
I agree. That is what is really needed. I think that people will climb on board, but we really need that nucleus that starts the action, so that people can join onto a concerted effort. So I guess that's going to be the question, is what group of folks are going to be able to pull that off or put that together and file for an injunction and judicial review of this process? Because I have been following it, obviously not as closely or as for long as you have been following it.
And I've been participating in it. I've been
participating in it.
Yes. 13 years since day one.
Yes. Well, for those of us that have been following it, it has been a process that has been nothing but arriving at a predetermined outcome right from the start. I mean, we saw that right from the start. We knew where they were going, how they were going to get there, and they have done everything that they said they were going to do right at the beginning, which was enable another 50 years of ecocide of the Connecticut River ecosystem.
If it was clear from the beginning, then that's a lot of inaction. That's about 15 years of inaction, or 13. So, I mean, sort of like, if this isn't lighting a fire and it's the fact that our democracy is, you know, that we should be out in the thing, I don't know what's going to light a fire under people, to be honest with you. I have stared into this hopeless thing from right at ground zero for a long time. I'm not willing to give up the fight, but my stuff has been clearly out there, and people have until February 24th to put in their comments. And if you don't put in your comments or your lawsuit terms, you will be out of the DEP part of this fight. So, you know, people should at least make their arguments. But the DEP show, the only thing, like I said, you're not allowed to ask questions, but you can certainly make comments in the forum of question. And a river that flows backwards is not a river. Those towns should be paid massively for the loss of their river, right up into Vernon and Guilford, Vermont, and Hinsdale, New Hampshire. Okay? This is a corporation that's making perhaps $150 million per year since 2016 and has not put a dime's worth of anything new in the river in a license that expired in 2018. And now will be extended by all these years once it's signed for another 50 years. So they're going to get like 60 some odd years of free ride. It's a monster.
This brings into question, where are our representatives and our state reps and state senators during this process?
Well, there's where I'd say, you know, in France, they would be out, people would be out in front of their office saying, stop the steal. And we should, and they would be out in front of the courts in France saying, stop the steal. And we're talking baseline democracy there. So where are they now, even on saving the country and passing along to their kids and grandkids democracy? These are frightening days. And these are days of action. As far as I'm concerned, I took a big banner out to the Greenfield Town Common where I've been standing for 20 years that said, stop the steal last Saturday.
Yeah. Well, Carl, I think that the message that we need to send loud and clear is that we're mad as hell and we're not going to take this anymore. And we need to be screaming that out the windows. And that needs to be the message that we take.
On the street, not from the windows, not tweeting. I agree with this. For that.
Yeah.
We've become algorithms. We depend on technology, and technology is consuming us at this point. Elon Musk has all our information. We don't know what's AI and what's not. Stop using AI. Stop using chatbot. People pay more for their Netflix subscriptions than they pay for staying attached to the local newspaper prescriptions. This is where our democracy fails.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more. And I think that what we need to do is show up at that hearing and make a lot of noise.
Yep.
And I'm not going to say we should do anything illegal, but maybe others will contemplate trying to disrupt and really drive a message home that we're just not going to take this destruction of our river and the destruction of life for the future generations who deserve to have a healthy, natural, normal, flowing ecosystem. Yes, it's impaired. It has been under assault for 50 years, but
it's broken. It runs backwards. It's anti-gravity. It is otherworld.
Yeah, you're right. And I think what we need to do is show up there and raise hell.
Yep, that's it. There it is.
All right. Well, listen, gentlemen, I thank you for the time, and I hope you carry through. It's been good talking to you.
Yeah, well, Carl, you're more than an inspiration. You've been so dedicated to this for so long, and it's rare to see this kind of involvement in the process, which is meant to grind you down and spit you out. But I have a lot of respect for your perseverance and the fact that you have been on message forever on this issue. And really want to thank you for all of that. And I'll say you've inspired me, a lot of other people as well.
Well, thank you.
Well, Carl is not pleased.
Yeah, no one should be happy with the way things have turned out. It's disgusting. And we know for sure that this river killing contraption should not be permitted for another 50 years. It's an outrage. It's a crime against nature. And it's a climate crime as well. We really need to do literally everything we possibly can think of to stop this from happening. It's going to bake in the destruction of the Connecticut River for the next 50 years. And that's just unacceptable. So let's all support the effort to stop this from happening. And really, I'm just going to say we should never accept this. I don't care how many fake permits they issue, how many procedures they go through to elicit public input. We should never accept this, period. It is unacceptable. We should never accept it. And that's my starting point. And that's my, like Carl said, there's a line in the sand, and this is it. And we need to fight this with everything we got, and everyone needs to join in. We need to shut this facility down by whatever means necessary. And stay tuned, stay in the loop, and get involved in this campaign.
All right, EnviroShow listeners, we'll see you at GCC tomorrow, we hope. And let me see, there's one other thing. What am I forgetting?
Yeah, you know what it is?
What?
Listen to your mother.
This is Dio saying adios.
And I'm Glenn Ayers, but I'm forward. I'm not a river running backwards. So let's get this river-destroying contraption stopped. Get active,
all out,
folks.
All out.
I am Mother Earth, and I approve of this message.